Let's run. Volume up and get ready. Welcome to my podcast. Usual Friday. Hey, what is up, everyone? It's Talk About It Friday, and I'm here today to interview Matt Whiteside. He is an author, and he is doing so many things as well. I'm just going to let you guys hear this guy. He's absolutely amazing, and I am absolutely excited for this show. Hey, Matt, honestly, thank you, bro, for giving us this opportunity to interview you, man. So tell us all about you.
Hey, what's up, Wayne?
What's up, man?
Thank you so much for having me on Talk About It Friday, first off, bro. I really, really appreciate this opportunity. My name's Matt Whiteside. So, talking about me, it's weird. and it's hard to encapsulate, you know, like what I'm doing now. So what I'm doing now, what's important, right?
Yeah.
I've written two books in the past 8 months. I've actually started an interview show where I interview authors and actors and that kind of thing.
That's cool.
Which is, yeah, it's neat. I'm doing a podcast. I'm very active in communities and groups.
Yeah.
And so this whole process started 8 months ago when I got sober. And so, like, my whole life has changed completely.
Yeah.
And it's been amazing for me. The growth I've seen, the inspiration I've seen, and like just the joy and the fulfillment of life has finally come back, and it's more profound than anything I've ever experienced. And a lot of it has to do with what I'm doing now in terms of the writing, communicating with other people, and just I'm taking responsibility for myself and taking responsibility for the joy and happiness in my own life, and it's been amazing, man.
Wow. So you're practically me in a nutshell, really, aren't you?
Yeah, absolutely. Yeah. I mean, not as cool, obviously, but yeah.
Yeah, because that's exactly, you know, everything that you've just mentioned is exactly what I do. So, you know, I write books, I do podcasts, and I do all that stuff, interviewing. Yeah, so, man, so yeah, I mean, I've got a lot to say about that, so let's go.
Well, yeah, because I saw on your Twitter page that you do this stuff, and I was like, hey, that's fantastic. Another person doing what I wanted to do. And the whole reason I started doing it was, so I host a YouTube channel called Uniweb Productions. Mm-hmm. And I talk to authors, creators, actors, you know, the creative artistic type, and just kind of talk about what their inspiration is, what they want to do, and help promote their work.
Yeah.
It's all free service. And the whole idea is I want to be of service as much as possible, because I realized when I wrote my book how difficult it was to promote and how many other people are out there doing the same thing. And I thought, can I be of service and help other people get their voice out there? Because I believe everyone has an incredible story to tell.
Absolutely. And this is why I do this show. You know, it inspires other people, right?
Yeah, right. Like, we all have, like, and it may not be something that is specific for everybody, but it can help somebody. And I feel like too many times we'll allow ourselves to be quiet and not say the things that light us up because we're afraid we'll be mocked or we're afraid we'll be torn down.
Yeah.
But I've come to realize if I don't speak the truth about my life and the things that light me up and the things that I'm passionate about, then I'm doing a disservice to anybody it may help. And in me talking about it myself actually helps me, you know, more than anything else. Going after those things helps me. And so because it helps me, I believe it's possible that it can help somebody else. And I feel like it's my responsibility to share that with the world and then allow other people and become a facilitator to allow other people to share their stories as well, because everyone has this truly beautiful, unique story of humanity in their life and the evolution of their life. That they just, if they get it out there, there's no telling how, you know, who they can inspire, how many people they can inspire, because I believe we all have this ability to inspire.
Yeah, that's true. It's funny as you say that. It's like when you say that when you do what you do helps you. I absolutely, you know, I feel the exact same way. It's incredible. It really does help me, you know, with my, not just my mental health, but it's talking to other people. And sometimes you can get great value from other people's lives.
Yeah, you can, because, you know, first and foremost, we're all human beings, right?
Yeah.
However else we want to categorize ourselves after human being is fine. But first and foremost, we're human beings. Yeah. And I feel like if we can all get to that place where, all right, let's start from square one and then start looking at the similarities. And once we start looking at the similarities and we realize we're not alone in this process of life, it becomes much easier to handle and move forward in. And it's not such a scary thing anymore. The path isn't as dark. You know, there aren't as many monsters. Or yeah. Even if there are, we're able to handle them together. And that's something, you know, as a writer, I'm sure you realize, you know this too, but it's like a processing of yeah. emotions, feelings.
Absolutely.
And getting to do that in writing and talking to other people, being able to process all that is such an important facet of the art form.
Yeah, absolutely.
Yeah, and it does help us, right? I talked about this the other day. So I do two YouTube channels. I do one, it's called A Channel of Hope. And it's about my recovery, my personal recovery, what I'm going through, recovering from alcoholism.
Yeah.
And I just share my personal story and experience about that.
Yeah.
And you know, the whole thing is, can I help somebody else? But in reality, it's like I'm sharing this and it's helping me because I'm working through the problems in my mind, just like when I write.
Yeah, truth.
I'm working through the process of yeah. whatever it is.
It's like your YouTube video of you recovering is going to help so many people, bro. Honestly, so many people.
And you know, I mean, I hope it does, honestly. And I talked about it the other day. I'm yeah. like, you know, not a ton of people are watching this, and that's fine. Because I have close friends and family who are like, man, I feel like you're doing too much. You're doing too much. And I get to this point where I'm like, I'm finally doing something in my life that lights me up and that it really truly excites me. And it doesn't feel like a lot. It feels like I'm moving in the right direction for once in my life. And I wrote something yesterday about just like doing what you love means even if nobody else was watching, doing what you love means even if you never made a dime, doing what you love means even if you were mocked and ridiculed, doing what you love means you would do it all the time, regardless of all these things. It's your life to live, so you better get to living it, you know, because yeah. We're going to have haters, man. We're going to have people who don't understand what we're doing.
Absolutely. I can just name a few of them, man. I'm not going to, but I can.
Right. Yeah, we all can, right? And it's never about them, right? It's always about us. It's got to always be about us. And that's one of the most beautiful things I've found in writing. I've stopped classifying myself as simply a writer, but more of, I want to live a life that isn't dictated by I'm a writer, I'm an actor, I'm a YouTuber. Hmm. I want to live a life that when people look at me, they say that guy is art.
Yeah,
he's living embodiment of what art is, because I want to be a channel for peace, happiness, love, joy, all these things to be able to flow through me. And I don't want to stymie them by saying I'm a writer and that's the only way I can produce, or I'm a YouTuber and that's the only, you know what I mean?
I know what you mean. Because someone asked me before, like, they said to me, tell me about you. And I was like, I was actually really stuck because I didn't want to say I'm an author and writer, YouTuber or podcast or whatever. I know where you're coming from. I'm not going to lie. I do struggle to, you know, find about who I am. You know what I mean? It's like if someone was to ask me, I'd be like, right, okay, I'm stuck with that.
Yeah.
But yeah, I know what you mean.
Well, it's the same thing with writing a synopsis for our books, right?
Yeah.
Because to me, my book is so much more than a guy, you know, who finds out he has superpowers and is now fighting against a galactic force.
Yeah.
In reality, this is the story of me that I had to come to this like awareness and awakening of dropping away the pretenses of my past life, coming to realize that I'm more powerful than anything I ever thought was possible, that the universe is truly open to me if I want it to be. And like there's so much more, right? So it's not it's never like, well, who are you? And you're like, well, my name is Matt. And that's it. It's like there's a lifetime of who we are, right?
I know. So I saw something on YouTube yesterday actually. It was like the universe wants you to play with it if you want to play with it.
Yeah.
That's exactly. Not many people would understand that.
Right.
Yeah.
And it's a neat concept, right? Because a lot of times we can feel kind of alone and small in the world and especially in the universe. And I also write a blog called Seeking Purpose Today. www.wordpress.com. And in the blog, I wrote about how we search our whole lives looking out to the stars, you know, and looking for life outside of ourselves when we haven't even come to realize that we're not alone on our own planet, you know, because, and I wrote it in a way because I feel I've suffered from depression, from the idea of loneliness, and through my alcoholism, there were times where I thought, you know, I should just end it. I'm the only one who feels this way, and I'm suffering from all this pain and hurt, yeah. and I'm alone. I felt alone in this world.
Yeah.
And I couldn't, it's like I had to come to realize that even in my own body, I'm not alone. Like there's microorganisms and bacteria that live inside of me that I have no control over.
Yeah.
And that's on a, obviously a very small scale, but then if I just look around me, I'm not alone. It takes a little bit of action to reach out to somebody and plug into humanity and society. But realizing we're not alone on this planet, we can realize, I can look up to the stars and realize, you know, there's a great possibility that we're not alone in this universe.
Because I have this discussion with my partner near enough, like once a week. It's nice to talk about that.
It is.
You know, it's anything's possible, man.
Yeah, and because there's so much there, right?
Yeah.
And I believe in an open-minded approach to life. Like, I don't believe that anybody's views are wrong or bad. I don't feel like any experience is wrong or bad. It just is an experience of life that yeah. we're going through.
Absolutely.
If I label it as wrong or bad, or good, for that matter, then I'm taking away from what I can learn from it. It's just like placing a judgment on somebody when I first see them. If I see a person and I say, well, that person looks stupid, then I'm immediately going to be like, I'm going to decredit anything that they have to say after that point because I think, well, they're stupid.
Right.
And so I have to walk into life with that open-minded reality of God, and I believe God can show up in any person in any moment in my life. I can't be arrogant enough to believe that, you know, that some like even a child or a homeless person or a person on the very bottom rungs of society can't show up in my life and bring some incredible, immense meaning to it, because it's just not, it's just arrogance on my part thinking I know. And that's playing God in my mind. If I yeah. think I know where it's going to show up.
Yeah.
And just trying to be open, be a channel for this stuff. Right.
That's it. That's it. So tell me a little bit about what you do other than, podcasting, YouTubing, and writing books. What do you do other than that, man?
Well, right now I'm actually over at my sister's house. So she just had a baby.
Cool.
And she's got a 2-year-old son as well. So with my nephew, and I'm helping her out right now. Watch my nephew who's home from school because he was sick yesterday. It came up last night. So, I didn't want to obviously not do this. And so I try to be as active as possible in my family's life.
Yeah.
I work at a restaurant right now. So my whole, I started the YouTube channel a month ago, the podcast about a month ago. I started writing, I wrote 2 books in 3 months. Trent Foster and the Council of 10 is my first novel that I wrote. And Dead Heart, an origin story, was a novella
yeah.
that I wrote as well. And those were both written in 3 months after wow. like I realized that I want to start doing the things that light me up. And
yeah.
What writing brought to me was like, it was a way for me to put my creative side out there without actually having to be out there, because I was still terrified of life to a certain extent.
Yeah, I know what you mean.
Yeah, I had to step out small, right?
Yeah, that's it.
And so that's what I'm doing right now. It's I'm doing all those things in hopes that, you know, it'll turn into something that can financially support me. But I've also realized that this fulfillment that I have of just doing the things that I love every day is so much, it's so much more than money could ever buy. It. You know, and I'm sure you can relate 100%, right? It's like,
yeah, absolutely. Wow.
Even if nobody was paying me, I mean, I'm doing it without making money. Like, I'm not making any money.
Yeah.
Just being honest, I'm not making a dime doing this stuff. I would love to be.
Exactly. It's the same with me. You know, you'll probably see that I do so much, but I don't earn a penny.
Yeah.
But it's just, yes, because we enjoy it.
Yeah.
You know, doing what you love. And that's, you know, yeah.
And I think people see that too, you know, and without having to, Persistence is a word, or perseverance is a word that I love.
Yeah.
Because I used to never be persistent about things. I'd always give up as soon as it got tough. But yeah. When I'm doing things that I love, it's like I'm going through the fear every single day, knowing that, you know, another thing I'm not going to make money at, whatever. But I'm not looking at it as like, this is my way of making money. I'm looking at it as like, I'm afraid to do this because I know that it can turn into something great. I know that it's going to light me up.
Yeah.
My brain is trying to tell me, you know, it's trying to be in survival mode and say like, yeah, but if you do this, you may fail and people may laugh at you and you may never make a dime doing it. And I have to like say, I don't give a crap. I'm doing
it. That's it. Yeah, that's it. You know? That's why I always put my title down to being an entrepreneur.
Yeah.
Yeah. You try things. If you don't like it, you move on, you do something else. You know, it's just, life is your oyster. You've just got to find out what you're really going to truly love, man.
Yeah. And it is. It really is just trying things, experiencing as much as you can experience in the time that we have, because we're not guaranteed any other time.
Yeah.
Right? Like this is pretty much all we're guaranteed, and we're not even really guaranteed like the next moment. Yeah. Anything could happen.
Truth.
But that, and I'll tell you, for me, that took a lot. It took a lot of pain and suffering on my end to get to the point where no matter what I do, like I'm going to make sure that I'm doing the things that fulfill me now. And I even told the people I work for,
yeah,
said, if this interferes with what I'm trying to do outside of this, I'm not going to do it
anymore. Yeah, why not?
Because if I can't get the job, honestly, because I will move my schedule around to make sure I can do the things I love. If I can't get the job, honestly, I don't want the job because I'm not going to lie to people anymore. I'm done living that lie. You know, I lived it for long enough and I realize it sucks. It's not fun.
No, no, exactly. I understand where you're coming from, man. So you've got two books out.
Two books, yeah.
Are they published on Amazon?
They're both on KDP.
That's cool. Because what I was going to say is that, whatever links you give me at the end of the show is that I'll drop them in the description as well, man. So that'd be cool for others to go check it out, man. So about your podcasting. So is it something that you do to interview people?
So I put the interviews up on the podcast. The podcast is called This Won't Work. And it's called This Won't Work for a very honest reason, is that I was sick of working the jobs that I had been working. I've been in gym. Like I was a personal trainer for years.
Yeah.
I'd owned my own gym. I was a gym manager. I'd also done recruiting and like corporate stuff. And I was so sick and tired of working these jobs that I just didn't like. I was just doing them because I thought I was supposed to be doing these jobs. So it's called This Won't Work because I just don't want to work. I don't want to work at these jobs anymore. So I want to like, it's like, I want to do the podcast. I want to do the writing. I want to do the YouTube. But I've had some people, like the last interview I did, the guy was like, I keep going to the link, but it says this won't work. I'm like, yeah, that's the name of the podcast.
Yeah. I love it, man.
Yeah, man.
That's cool. Wow. So how? So what platforms is your podcast on now?
It's available everywhere. I use Anchor.
Same.
Yeah, Anchor's great. It's been easy. Yeah. They give you the availability to have sponsors right away. Like you sponsor yourself pretty much, which is cool.
Yeah, for you. Not me. Bro,
why?
Because I'm UK.
You don't get sponsors in UK?
No. I think Anchor's a US company, isn't it?
Yeah, I believe so.
Yeah, sorry. So, hey, for mentioning Anchor, I should be paid for this.
That's right, yeah. But I've made like 97 cents so far. It's
not wow. That's great, man. I've made $0.00.
Hey, brother. That's like, I also got a deposit, my second deposit from Amazon for my book sales, and it was like $32.
Yeah.
It is honestly the best money I've ever made in my entire life.
Really?
Yeah, it's the best money. It's the best, not the most money. It is the best money.
Because you're doing what you love.
Dude, it means so much more.
Yeah.
You know? And there's something to it.
That's it.
There's something to it.
That's cool.
And for anybody out there who's afraid to do what they want to do, I'm telling you, just take a chance on it. Start small. I had to start small because I was terrified, right? It's like, I can't do 100. If I can't do 100 push-ups, maybe I just start with one or half of one. and do that, do one for as many days in a row as I can. So I can do two. And just coming, like having the expectation that I don't have to be the strongest man in the world. I don't have to be the greatest writer in the world today. I don't have to be the most impressive YouTuber or podcaster, or, you know, I don't have to be the soberest person or the best AA Matt in the world. Like, I just have to be the best I can be. And some days it's not any good. Some days it's better than others, but it's what I can do, you know, and it's coming to, I believe that's what humility is. It's like when the idea of myself matches up with the reality of myself.
That's it.
It's a freeing thing.
That's it, man. Man, I really appreciate you giving me this opportunity to interview, bro. Honestly.
Yeah, man. I know I ramble a lot. I get really energetic about talking about it.
That's good. Well, you know, anytime you want to come on the show, man, you know, just give us a, you know, fill out the form again and we'll do this again.
Absolutely. You know, that's all cool. I want you to come on my show too.
That's cool.
I can promote on your
Just let me know where to sign up, man.
All right, brother. Well, yeah, I'll send you a message.
All right, that's cool, man. You take care.
All right. Thank you, man. Absolutely.
See you later, man.
Wayne.
See you later, man.
We are on air. It's Talk Back Friday.